This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Some days of the week, I don't need to get out of bed at 4:30 in the morning, and I take pleasure in staying in bed, especially now when a southern sun doesn't even clear the mountains until 7 o'clock. And I operate a little better in daylight, and like the roadrunner, on cold mornings, I need to be solar charged, yeah. But on those mornings when I wake up at 4 and think, yeah, maybe I could go back to sleep, and in that hour or two of extra sleep, those 2 hours are usually quite dreamy. And dreams, you know, dreams are so wild. You wake and you think, where did that come from? And where in the deep recesses of our gray matter are dreams fabricated? Where did that cast of characters come from? And how was that landscape chosen? And inevitably, you ask, what did that mean? Some dreams are so weird and personal. And when you share them, well, maybe you shouldn't have. With some dreams, though, I don't want to wake up. And if I do wake up, I want to slip back into that dream because it's so wonderful. But that never happens. But I want more. I want more. All this to say, you know, I had a dream recently. And in this dream, I was in this large landscape. I crossed grassland and entered a valley created by small rocky hills. I think I was hunting, but carried no weapons. It was the feeling of being alone in a place I knew, not afraid. As I climbed slopes to look across the land, I hid behind boulders and peered out into that landscape. I woke up, and of course, I wanted to go back. The landscape was so real. Where was that? And the more I tried to find out where that was in my brain, that geographical memory, I found other places in my brain, a mountaintop with a winding road, a road that wove out of that sky island to the bottom and shot straight and flat across desert terrain. Where are these places? What are they doing in my brain? And I want more. I had to let it all go, you know, get out of bed and get on with the day. But those well-hidden landscapes haunted me all morning. Thank goodness I have domestic critters, dogs, kitty cats, chickens, and turkeys to snap me out of la-la land. Get real, they seem to say, as I do the morning chores. One day after the morning chores, I decided to attack a section of our barn where I store seed, rather haphazardly, I admit. Piles of envelopes and paper grocery bags. God, I love those grocery bags with handles. And generally, you know, those paper ones, of course. And generally, anything that, you know, when you're out in the field, it can be considered a container. That becomes a container. And all this stuff needed to be sorted out, and maybe some stuff just thrown away, but labeled and stored and sometimes even planted. So going through that mess of seeds is fun because, of course, I have to stop and think about where I gathered them, of course. And so, as I looked at the seed capsules, some very cool seed capsules, I might add, of a plant called Amauruxia palmatifida, I remembered a limestone slope in the Mule Mountains and the cool plants encountered there. Amauruxia has an amazing orangish flowers, yellowish, some orangish, and the petals, I mean, there are 4 or 5 petals, have red, almost all of them have these red splashes at the base of them, these bizarre red splashes. It's a magnificent large flower. The specific epithet, palmatifida, is about the leaves. They're palmately lobed. They look like a skinny hand with skin, you know, with little fingers. They're beautiful. Amauruxia, I forgot to tell you, that's named after Pierre-Joseph Amauroux, a couple hundred years ago, a French physician naturalist. So the flowers are large and beautiful, but the seed capsule is something to behold, usually 3 sections. I found one in my bag that had 4 sections, but it looks like a 2-inch long American football. And as the outer shell, the exocarp of the fruit dehisces as it opens, you see the seed through a translucent membrane, the endocarp, and you see the many kidney-shaped brown seeds through that endocarp as through a cloudy window, a very mystical cloudy window that makes you exclaim quietly and want to hold that seed capsule gently, peering into each window of the dried fruit and peer over and over as if it sparks something hidden somewhere, something dreamy, something you want more of. The desert is beautiful, and sometimes in your dreams, and sometimes right in your hand. Hey, I'm Petey Muskete, and this has been Growing Native.